United States.
Swing states, Wisconsin. The country road to the White House. Rural white voters in the Badger state could decide the presidential contest.
The last time Larry Jost, a sixth-generation Wisconsinite, even considered supporting a Republican was at primary school. I had an I Like Ike pin just because I liked the rhyme, he says. His town of Alma, with two main streets, is tucked along the Mississippi between a dam and limestone bluffs. Every Wednesday morning he gathers in his wife's art gallery with members of his book club, including a retired local judge, a carpenter, and a farmer. Recently they discussed an anthology of short stories edited by Langston Hughes. We're the last Democrats in Buffalo County, and that's why we meet back here in Kevlar vests, jokes one member. Their species became endangered abruptly. In every presidential election between 1988 and 2012, Buffalo County voted for the Democratic candidate. But in 2016, Donald Trump won the county by 22 points and wrested Wisconsin from the Democrats while forging his Electoral College victory over Hillary Clinton. Mr. Trump carried Buffalo easily again in 2020, when he lost Wisconsin to Joe Biden by a mere 20,000 votes out of more than 3 million. Mr. Trump's persistent appeal to rural white voters is fundamental to his strength. He is counting on that support in November, and again Wisconsin looks likely to be a vital battleground. Indeed, as Mr. Trump opens formidable polling leads in Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia, other swing states Mr. Biden won in 2020, Wisconsin's significance has grown. Mr. Biden has a narrow lead in some local polls, and his path to re-election may depend on winning all the demographically similar states formerly mislabeled as the Blue Wall, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Barring surprises elsewhere, if Mr. Biden swept those three and won one of Nebraska's split electoral votes, a likely prospect, he would be re-elected. Just. The contest emerging in Wisconsin strikingly complicates the story of Mr. Trump's success with rural white voters. Among states that nonpartisan analysts rate as toss-ups this year, such voters make up a far greater share of the electorate in Wisconsin. Yet the Badger state's rural white voters have remained decidedly less Republican than those in other swing states. In 2020, Mr. Biden lost those particular voters by 24 points, compared with 43 points nationally. In Pennsylvania and Michigan, Mr. Trump won the rural white vote by 44 points and 31 points, respectively. A recent survey by Marquette Law School showed Mr. Biden improving slightly with Wisconsin's rural voters over 2020, although this was more than offset by a decline among suburbanites. Mr. Jost and his book club members, then, may not be so anomalous. The state's Democratic coalition relies heavily on rural white voters. Why is Wisconsin's liberal vote in the countryside relatively resilient? The most obvious reason is the state's long history as a bastion of agrarian progressive politics, exemplified by the career of Robert La Follette, a three-term governor and three-term senator early in the 20th century who championed progressive taxation and government investment in rural areas. He and his successors in Wisconsin politics, who eventually migrated to the Democratic Party, won backing from agrarian progressives who thought government was a good thing because it brought them rural electrification and utilities and highways, says Barry Burden, a political scientist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. That outlook persists. The recent turn to anti-government populism dates to 2010, as the Tea Party wave crested. That year, Republicans flipped all three branches of the state government, and Scott Walker, on a mission to take on public sector unions and their pensions, became governor. Dozens of rural counties that had voted consistently for Democrats backed him. What Mr. Walker planted, Mr. Trump has reaped. However, other factors may limit Mr. Trump's vote, besides Wisconsin's progressive traditions. The state has small to middling university campuses spread throughout its territory. Mr. Biden does best among younger and college-educated rural voters. And because Wisconsin has a relatively balanced mix of suburban and rural populations, and of university graduates and non-college-educated voters, polarization in recent years has been pretty symmetrical. In four of the past six presidential elections, the winning candidate's margin of victory in Wisconsin has been less than 1 percentage point. To Democrats' disgust, Mrs. Clinton did not visit Wisconsin once during her 2016 election campaign. Mr. Biden and Kamala Harris, between them, have already visited 8 times this year. They do not often hold rallies in rural areas, but of the 46 offices the Biden campaign has opened in Wisconsin, more than in any other swing state, nearly half are in rural counties. Republicans are hoping that despite this outreach, a strong Democratic state party and emotive issues such as abortion rights and the insurrection of January 6th, Mr. Trump's personal appeal to rural voters will nonetheless win the day. His victory in Wisconsin in 2016 was the first by a Republican in 32 years, and he achieved it with little campaign infrastructure. The Wisconsin Republican Party remains well organized and has gotten very good at turning out votes, notes Mark Grawl, a Republican strategist who ran George W. Bush's 2004 re-election campaign there. Mr. Biden's biggest problem is his perceived dreadful performance on the economy and immigration, the issues rural voters and others cite as most important. In the Wisconsin countryside, as in much of rural America, the problems are entrenched: declining populations, blighted main streets, dwindling access to healthcare, and abandoned family farms. Charlene, a farmer in western Wisconsin who has a second job as a cleaner to supplement her family's income, says she will be voting for Mr. Trump because of his strength on the economy and, oddly, healthcare. Her son struggled to afford care when he fell ill recently. Because of Republican resistance, Wisconsin remains one of 10 states which have yet to expand Medicaid to cover those whose incomes fall just above the poverty line. Democrats stress their commitment to rural investment. Mr. Biden has signed a bipartisan bill that pledges to invest some $1.4 billion in Wisconsin to deliver high-speed internet service to underserved areas, partly to tackle rural isolation from the information economy. But the process will be slow. The president may well complain that he does not get enough credit for his economic achievements. But his technocratic policies and pieties about preserving democratic norms do not impress rural voters, who have a tangible feeling that the political system is broken, says Bill Hogseth, a community organizer in western Wisconsin. The familiar theme of rural white rage can be overdone. Still, when rural voters hear Mr. Trump say that Washington is a mess and they have a right to be angry, his words strike a chord, Mr. Hogseth reports. There's a lot of anger here, and so when you have a candidate who's willing to name that, it's going to get some traction.